This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Tools You Can Use to Prepare for Draft Lanel Swice Public Hearings. This update relates to historic and important resources that can be useful for your participation in the public hearings about draft site-wide environmental impact statement for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and its proposed operations in the next 15 years or so. Public hearings under the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, will begin on Tuesday, February 11th in Santa Fe, followed by a Wednesday, February 12th hearing in Española, and a Thursday, February 13th hearing in Los Alamos. The specifics are available at nuclearactive.org. On Thursday, January 16th, a settlement agreement between Savannah River Watch, the Gula Geechee Sea Island Coalition, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment, and the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, was filed in the United States District Court for the District of South Carolina, Aiken Division. It is the successful result of a NEPA lawsuit against DOE for its failure to complete a programmatic environmental impact statement for proposed fabrication of plutonium pit bomb cores. The court found the DOE failed to properly consider alternatives before proceeding with their plan to annually fabricate 30 plutonium pits at LANL and 50 at the Savannah Riverside in South Carolina. This is not the first time DOE failed to comply with NEPA. Historical court rulings are attached to the settlement agreement as exhibits to the declaration of Jay Coughlin of Nuclear Watch New Mexico. Coughlin provides three court rulings similar to the Savannah Riverside case from federal and New Mexico court cases where the courts determined DOE violated NEPA. They are a 1990 case about DOE's national plans to modernize the nuclear weapons production complex and lack of plans to clean up its sites. A 1998 continuation of that case because DOE did not analyze the cleanup portion. And a 1995 case about DOE's Stockpile Stewardship and Management Program, and specifically LANL's Dual-Axis Radiographic Hydrodynamic Test Facility, or DART. The decisions provide a history lesson about DOE's patterns and practices to avoid NEPA compliance and how important it is for non-governmental organizations to bring lawsuits to compel compliance. Dylan Spaulding, Ph.D., is a senior scientist in the Global Security Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington, D.C. He also provided a declaration and extensive exhibits about the impacts of plutonium production to public health, the environment, and flaws in LANL's worker safety and production, among others. Spending time with both declarations and exhibits will enhance your knowledge and public comments about the draft LANL SWICE. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.